Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. And I'm glad you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I think I said that, but now I'll say it again. You know, you can never say your brand too much, right? Anyway, we're as you know, I'm broadcasting live from New Orleans. And if it sounds different, it's because it is different. I'm on the road. Sometimes it does sound a little bit different. We got Seth Lipsky back on the show. Seth is a member of my brain trust, the author of the Citizen's Constitution, an annotated guide, is become one of my favorite books. He also has a new book out. Seth is a longtime journalist going way back, and he's here to talk to us about something that you probably thought about, but maybe not in the way he's going to talk about it. Seth Lipsky, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Nice to be with you.
It's good to have you back, Seth. And you got a new book out. Talk to us about that.
Well, this is a book called It Shines for All, The Gold Standard Editorials of the New York Sun. And it's an anthology of about 50 editorials from the New York Sun on the topic of the gold standard and the collapsing U.S. dollar and the monetary crisis that our country is facing. And it's just out this week, and it's available on Amazon.com and other online book sites. And
well, congratulations on that.
It's very timely at a point where our dollar has collapsed now to a 1/1500th of an ounce of gold. When in your lifetime and mine, we can remember when it was worth a 1/35th of an ounce of gold. And my belief is that the collapse of the dollar is one of the roots of our financial problems. And until we, in our country, and until we figure out how to fix the dollar, we're not going to see a clear way out of these problems.
Well, you know, somebody that I'm sure you know who completely agrees with you, and who's been talking about this for a long time on my show, is Steve Forbes.
Well, it's very interesting you mentioned that. He has written about the book It Shines for All, that it's a brilliant book. He calls it the Federalist Papers for a Gold Standard, and he calls it irrefutable. So he's had very nice things to say about this.
Well, I'll tell you, that's high praise from when you get that kind of thing from Steve Forbes. But he's a true believer. He's he's just like you and me. Tell the audience how we got started down this road. What have we been off the gold standard now since the 30s?
Well, the most interesting thing to me is that the founders of America had a very clear idea of what was meant by the word dollar. They used the word dollars twice in the Constitution, and to them it meant a coin called the Spanish milled dollar, or 371 1/4 grains of pure silver. And they wrote that right into the law.
Wow.
In 1792. Jim, are you getting a good signal here?
Yes. Yes, I am.
I'm hearing a dial tone on the line.
Oh, sorry about that. Yes, yeah, I don't know about that.
Sorry. So
they actually wrote it in the Constitution, and was that way
they
for...
They used the word dollars in the Constitution, and they gave Congress the power to coin money and regulate its value. And then the Congress did that in 1792 in an act called the Coinage Act of 1792, where they adopted the dollar as the unit of account for America. And none of the founders ever expected that we would debase our currency the way we have. And this has reached a real nadir today. way, having slid most of the 20th century. And responsibility for that has to lie with the Congress and with the Federal Reserve. There is a camp in which I'm in and Steve Forbes is in, and you're apparently in, which believes we've got to repair this now.
I don't think there's any question about that. It's not too much to say, and perhaps you said this in the book because I haven't got my copy yet. I'm looking forward to that. But it's not too much to say that this issue is essential to the future success of America. It's one of the key elements in our future success.
I would say it is not too much to say that, and it's a matter of great importance to your audience, small businessmen and women. If you don't know, if you're being asked to lend someone a dollar, but you don't know what that dollar is going to be worth when it comes time for the loan to be paid back, why would you lend it? Or for that matter, if you want to borrow a dollar and you don't know what that dollar is going to be worth when you have to pay it back, why would you borrow it? The whole uncertainty that hangs over our economy in respect of the dollar is a big drag on the economy.
But here's one thing, Seth. Some people might say, people out there who maybe haven't thought very much about our currency, they just know that they get paid in dollars and they spend it and it works, But how is it this kind of went along okay for a few generations? We've been off the gold standard since the 30s. And I remember when you got a dollar bill that said silver certificate. We don't say that anymore, right? But how is it that things went along pretty darn well, it seems, for a few generations, and it's only now become this big problem?
Well, having a gold standard or a silver standard prevents the government from just spending money willy-nilly. And there was a period where we very much wanted these programs, and the date where we actually went off the gold standard is kind of hard to define. I mean, after World War II, we set up something called the Bretton Woods system where governments could demand payment in gold. And that really began to fall apart under President Lyndon Johnson and the and the guns and butter policy.
Right.
We wanted both to win the war against the communists in Southeast Asia, which I think we should have. We also wanted these big social programs, and
Seth, hold on to that thought, both
at the same time.
Hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, one of the things I'm going to get Seth to talk to us about is, how does this actually happen? How do we convert back to gold? What are the mechanisms that create that? After these messages, 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Seth Liske is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.